Thank you, Chair. Before I share my view on Austro Declaration and Protocol role in implementation, I can also confirm Oliver's words that we have a great visibility on protocol and health at Ostrava in June this year. But I also have to say that protocol is truly represented in Ostrava Declaration in a great part and main objectives of protocol due to Oliver's work and very hard efforts to do that, also Enki's efforts, because they have done a great job with support of Bureau's member, but without their support, that will not happen, I'm sure. So thank you for that. So regarding the protocol, as the Ostrava Declaration suggests, as you may see, whom is not seen until now, in 14D, protocol is already set as a priority, so they are stated that advanced implementation of existing commitments and instruments, particularly those resulting from European Environmental Health Process, such as protocol. Also, one of the suggested possible actions, as you saw on the Oliver's slides, in Ostrava Declaration is B, ensuring universal, equitable, and sustainable access to safe drinking water, sanitation, and hygiene for all, and in all settings. And from my point of view, proposed actions I would like to divide on two levels: national one and international one. At national one, ratifying and acceding to the protocol water and health, which would strengthen national action towards progressively reaching regional and global commitments, such as Ostrava one, using protocol tool and mechanism to facilitate implementation of the Ostrava commitment, including intersectorial and multisectorial collaboration and networking of all relevant sector, water, sanitation, and health domain, but even beyond. Then formulation and implementation of nationally priority targets and action plans specifically addressing what we already saw on Oliver's slide, universal and equitable access, safely managed wash in healthcare facility or in school, strengthening national water-related disease surveillance, scaling up water safety and sanitation safety plan approach, building climate resilient wash service, promoting sustainable approach to water resources management, et cetera, et cetera. The third, using protocol's reporting mechanism to measure and report on progress towards implementation of the Ostrava Declaration, which are complements of using national reporting on achievements of the SDG and their targets. Fourth, involvement of various institutions and local levels to undertake measures for the improvement in targets area. Then, advancing the national evidence base in water sanitation and health domain through the systematic situation assessment in the area where gaps and data gaps exist. Then policy action and measures for the improvements, and sharing knowledge, experience, and good practice at national and international levels. Then, aligning national protocols coordination mechanism with environment and health process national working group or committees or whatever, and aligning national focal points for protocol with national focal points for environmental and health process, such as a national focal point for SDG implementation at country level, is very important. Include activity at protocol implementation international portfolio of action of environment and health, such as implementation of SDG process. And the last one on national level, encourage the environment and health youth coalition to continue being an active partner in European environment and health process on the national levels, supporting the creation of national health youth platform should be also explored in maximum. On international level, supporting countries for scaling up their national capacity for joint implementation of protocol in Ostrava commitments also, on regional workshop, pilot project, guidelines, materials, and the second reporting under the protocol using revised template where the requirements and indicators are aligned with relevant SDG targets indicator and obtain regional overview and monitoring progress in achieving the Austria commitment. And the third, sharing knowledge, experience, and best practice between our countries. So I'm sure that this possible suggested action B related to water is not only one. To advance the implementation of Austria Declaration, protocol can contribute with implementation of all the other five following actions, C, D, C, E, F, and G, what you already saw on Oliver's slides. Thank you so much.